Alaska state troopers are investigating the death of a 13-year-old girl in the small southeast community of Cake as a homicide. Family members have identified the girl as 13-year-old Mackenzie Howard of Cake. Alaska state troopers say the girl was found by a member of the community just after 11:30 Tuesday night inside the Arctic entryway to the Memorial Presbyterian Church. Trooper spokesperson Beth Ibsen says investigators are continuing to work in Cake today.
The death does appear to be a homicide, so we're treating it like it is. So we're taking the necessary investigative steps, collecting evidence, talking to people, and we're treating it like it is a homicide. It's a matter of getting the confirmation from the state medical examiner's office. They'll be conducting an autopsy and determining the cause of death.
Howard's body is being sent to Anchorage for autopsy. Ibsen could not say when the autopsy would happen. No arrests have been made in the case, but Ibsen says investigators are working hard to follow up on leads in the small community.
Pretty much any community is going to be shaken up by the death of a 13-year-old girl. And then, you know, then when it's determined that it appears to be a homicide, it causes even more ripples. And we do have a lot of information coming in, but there's a lot of information that there's a lot of, I hate to call them rumors, but there's a lot of information that kind of gets twisted around. And we have to track down these leads.
A number of visitors were in Cake this week for a memorial service for Tlingit Elder Clarence Jackson. Mackenzie Howard turned 13 less than a month ago. She was looking forward to the day when she could play high school basketball. As it turns out, basketball runs in her family. Both her parents play the game, and her dad, Kip Howard, is a regular in Southeast Alaska's annual gold medal tournament. He says his daughter wanted to follow in their footsteps.
She says, "Mom, you're a baller. And my dad's a baller. So that must mean I'm going to be a super baller." And that was a joy to hear from her.
Howard says the outpouring of support from the community since Mackenzie's death has been overwhelming. Howard says he and his family have a lot of unanswered questions about what happened to Mackenzie, but he also says he's trying to focus on good memories of the girl who wanted one day to play basketball at Baylor University.
I called her downstairs one day while I was watching the women's basketball because I wanted her to see this tall girl, because in my eyes, that's how my daughter was going to be. She was going to be a 6'5 center that could really tear up the court. She would come home from open gym saying, "Dad, I own the court tonight," with a big old smile on her face.
That's Kip Howard reflecting on his 13-year-old daughter. Mackenzie Howard's body was found Tuesday night in the southeast community of Cake.